My deepest, darkest secret is that for the longest time, I confused Black Lagoon with the manga Gangsta.
Oh my god.
Because they both kind of take place in like a rundown part of town. There's like a lot of gang wars. You know what I mean?
They're totally different. Gangsta has a very deep meaning.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a show about guns and Nazis, not deep meaning, as Rock doesn't have an existential crisis every 5 minutes.
No, his character growth is that he stops giving a shit about that kind of stuff and becomes like white collar a citizen to downright dirty.
You mean just like Light Yagami from Death Note?
Not like Light Yagami. Light Yagami has a god's complex.
Hi, I'm the idiot who got them confused, Annie.
And I'm the one who's realized that it took way too long for us to talk about Black Lagoon, Minty.
And this fun title where we serve every podcaster an FU. And today we're saying FU to Black Lagoon.
Is that what we're trying to do?
At least for the one that actually has swear words in it. You know
at
what
least
I mean?
The ones you remember to do it for. That was this long series of you not remembering it at all.
But I got it, son.
So Black Lagoon is basically about like a modern pirate ship, quote unquote, called the Black Lagoon, run by Dutch, who's a Vietnam veteran. Benny, who's like a Jewish hacker from Florida. Revy's, who's this Chinese American girl who got the shit beaten out of her by her cop dad in, I think, New York. And then Rock, who got kidnapped from his Japan company, but his company didn't give a shit about him. So he was like, I don't give a shit about you, and decides to join the Black Lagoon.
Ooh, so much diversity. I didn't realize that they were pirates.
It's like modern pirates, because you know, because they do whatever jobs, they'll hijack ships, they'll steal whatever they want, they'll just go whatever the highest bidder says.
In your head, how do you think Dutch formed Black Lagoon?
You know, it's a good question, because I believe he was like dishonorably discharged from the army, and so somehow, I think he got like wrapped up with Balalaika, because she owed him a favor, because he saved her life after she messed with Mr. Chang from the triad. And I think, yeah, he just kind of probably was like, you know, solo, found some Jewish dude.
Ah, the Jew boy is the second one.
I don't know. It could be.
Well, in your head, yeah.
Yeah, I would think Benny came second and then Revy, because he was like, one black man cannot protect one white Jew boy. But if you add a little Chinese girl, then it'll even everything out.
Oh, guarantee. This little Chinese girl kicked his ass and was like, maybe I can give her a job.
I think Black Lagoon should get the Western movie adaptation that like Dragon Ball and Death Note got. Because Black Lagoon is perfect for that. And I think it would be the most racist movie ever. So racist, it wouldn't even be considered racist anymore because it considers all races to be shit. Like, there are derogatory terms for whatever ethnicity, gender, occupation you have.
I think it would be really funny if Black Lagoon had one trans character and they just insulted everything about that trans character except the fact they're trans.
You know, honestly, if this series was made a lot earlier, it could have. Or recently.
If it was woke bullshit. So let's go over the arc. First is when Rock was a salaryman in Japan.
I really like Rock's voice actor, but he voice acts in like almost nothing. At least no animes. A little bit of cartoons. I wonder if he's a producer.
The English voice actor?
Yeah.
Well, he was Moose in Ramen One Half and Light from Death Note.
Oh. But you know like Justin Cook?
Yeah.
He's a good voice actor, but he's actually a producer, so he doesn't actually voice act a lot.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what I'm getting at.
Justin Cook is confusing because I could have sworn like with all my heart he voiced Yusuke from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
But then like he also became Sanji in One Piece.
He did?
No, it can't be right.
That can't be right.
No, that's Eric Vale, sorry. He became Ojiro, I think, in My Hero Academia, and I'm like, that doesn't sound anything like each other.
Ojiro?
Yeah, tail guy.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm like, that's not Yusuke.
But anyways, Black Lagoon, it starts off with the Black Lagoon crew hijacking a Japanese company, which is Rock's company, I guess, in a sense.
Is his name Rock?
His name is Rokuro.
Oh, interesting.
But they just call him Rock because they're racist.
Racist fucks.
But you know what? I think somebody else has that name too. It's like his name is Rokuro, but they call him Rock.
Who the fuck would do that?
I forget. It's not in like a major popular anime. I just remember seeing it somewhere else and being like, oh, maybe it's a common thing. But obviously the series wasn't good enough for me to remember what it was called.
Also, sorry, I was looking it up because I didn't want to spread misinformation. Justin Cook played Kirishima in My Hero Academia.
Kirishima, yes. Okay, but anyway. So they take over the ship, they steal a thumb drive, and then the Black Lagoon crew wanted like a hostage in case they got some, you know, backlash from this kidnapping, so they kidnap Rock. And then basically the company tells Rock, hey, you're gonna die, and your family will tell them you died a hero.
What company is this? Like a
I have Military
oil?
No, it's not. It's just a company that, I don't know, that does like shady shit. So that's why they have dirt. So, and then basically at the end, right? Because they did get backlash. Some dude tried to kill the Black Lagoon company, but they ended up dying themselves. So I don't know if you remember this. This is a cool scene where they get the Black Lagoon ship to go up a capsized boat and shoot a rocket into a helicopter.
Ooh, this is where I tell you my deepest, darkest secret.
I thought your deepest, darkest secret is that you confuse it with Gangsta, even though they're two completely different series.
I never actually saw Black Lagoon all that entirely. You made me join in a little bit after the Nazi episode.
Shut up.
So I never actually saw episode one.
I've seen Black Lagoon like 3 times.
What happened was you was watching Black Lagoon and you're like, this is life changing. You have to watch it. But you was a little bit apprehensive about it because you knew I didn't really like, you know, the blood and gore. So he's like, oh, just like, you know, watch this arc if you like it, you know. And then I think he forgot I didn't actually watch the beginning.
God damn.
Which I don't know what was after the Nazi one. I think that's the Hansel and Gretel. Buck Wild one to join in, you know what I mean? Really Buck Wild arc to start off. Because you had no idea at the time.
No.
So I should watch episode one. That's why I had no idea how Rock joined, and I don't really remember any arcs before Hansel and Gretel.
Oh yeah, the only other arc before Hansel... Oh my god. You didn't see the arc where they first meet Roberta.
No, I haven't.
Oh my... Okay, because so, after Rock joins the crew, then they do the whole Roberta thing. Roberta is one of the coolest anime characters. So this is when the Black Lagoon Company kidnaps...
The little boy?
The little boy. I'm trying to remember what his name is.
Why they kidnap little boy? Why they go from kidnapping Japanese man to white boy?
It's like a generic, Mexican sounding name.
Mexican sounding name? I love you, Mexican sounding boy.
Because he's from Venezuela. So it's not Mexican, but it's like that Spanish name, you know?
Yeah.
Garcia. Lovelace. Generic.
What does that say? Lovelace.
I don't know. So basically, they kidnap the little boy.
Little boy, come here. Little boy, I bought this shirt for my friend Rock. He won't wear the Hawaiian shirt. Tell him he looks good in it.
That actually does happen in here.
I love the Hawaiian shirt. It's like, I'm not wearing it. It's like, but Benny wears it. It's like, you threatened Benny.
Benny loves it. He's from Florida. I think colorful and gaudy is his thing. Anyway, so, they kidnap him, right? And then they were like, oh, actually, we don't need the little boy anymore. So like, okay, I guess we gotta do something with him. And this happens basically all in one night of like kidnapping him and then not needing him.
That's called an intrusive thought. And they acted on it. Every time I see a little boy, I think to myself, no. And no one's watching him.
It wasn't like their plan to kidnap the boy. They were paid to do it. And then something happened, because it's about like a political drama, right?
Yeah.
But then it ends up like, oh, we don't actually need the boy. So I guess we can return him. But, you know, let's wait till tomorrow.
That's the biggest mistake, procrastinating.
Because basically his maid, Roberta, comes and she destroys the town. Like, she beats Revy in a gunfight at the Yellow Flag, which is like the bar they go to. The central perk of Black Lagoon, if you will.
No one told me it would be this way.
Who's gonna know that reference?
Alright, just keep going.
And then she knocks her out and they try to drive away. And basically Roberta is chasing them in whatever car, motorcycle she can steal.
It's like that T-10's Go movie reference where like Batman was chasing them. They kept blowing up his vehicle. So he just kept moving on. And he's like, wow, nothing can stop the Batman.
The Alfred part was super funny. I can't believe we saw that movie in theaters.
I can't believe I don't remember any other part of the movie.
Honestly, me neither.
All I remember was bad.
That's okay.
Oh yeah, the Stan Lee, because he died and like that was one of his last cameos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look at me. I'm in a, you know, Marvel movie. What? This is DC. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super funny. But it is like one of the coolest chase scenes.
Okay.
And basically, she wrecks the town so badly, Balaika comes and is like, shut the fuck up, both of you. Stop shooting my goddamn town up. You know, in fact, you two fist fight and beat the living shit out of each other until you both pass out.
Is that a sex appeal problem in Black Lagoon? I feel like, in a vacuum, two girls just kind of beating it out.
I mean, they kind of, like, make it seem like it, but they don't, like, sexualize the fight in any way. It is just, like, because Roberta's, I say a maid costume, but it's not, like, a sexy maid. She is, like, you know, from head to toe covered in clothing. And, I mean, Revy looks what Revy looks like, right? Daisy Dukes and a
bikini on top.
And a crop wife beater. So, but I mean, it's a pretty bloody scene, you know?
Yeah.
I think that is one of the coolest. I gotta get you to watch this. It's super cool.
I like Black Lagoon. I just never got to it, you know? We kind of forget. You know, after the Hansel and Gretel and the gangster, you know, the actual Yakuza arc, you're like...
The Yakuza arc fucks me up. That's the one that's hard for me to rewatch.
I'm gonna say something kind of... When we get there. I thought the Yakuza arc was kind of boring.
Okay, Black Lagoon, I would say it's like 50% action and 50% plot. So action itself is obviously very cool. They have very good scenes. And even though the anime is on the older side, I think it's done very well. But you really have to know the plot to know what's going on, to know that it is very complicated. Like the Yakuza one actually has a very good plot, as long as you can keep track of who's on which side. Because like there's two Yakuza families, and one Yakuza family decides that they want to get rid of the other one, so they hire Balalaika. But they basically almost destroy Japan to try to destroy this other Yakuza. Like, there's just murders everywhere.
Okay, before we get to the Yakuza arc, we do gotta go over the Nazi arc, the arc that I came in on.
The Nazi arc is a terrible arc. I think the Nazi arc is basically just... Okay, so there is a Hitler painting that's been... Let me back up. About like 20 years ago, there was a like ship. I forget of which end. It wasn't a German ship.
I thought you were going to say 20 years ago, World War II happened.
No. Like 20 years in the present of Black Lagoon or whatever it's taking place.
I don't know if Black Lagoon took place in the 1980s.
Or 1960s, I guess, huh?
World War II did not happen in the 1920s.
It happened in the 40s.
Oh, did it?
So if I say 20 years ago...
Yeah, Black Lagoon, I believe in Rock and Rev being in the 60s.
In World War II! Some ship had a German man who had a Hitler photo that had a bunch of documents. It was a submarine. And basically, the submarine got damaged, so they got stuck underwater.
Yeah, mein Fluor.
That was pretty good for a racist caricature of a German Nazi. So this submarine was discovered, and before like governments can come and like commandeer the submarine, the Black Lagoon were hired to take the painting. And then while they're trying to get the painting, and they get hired by like this rich old man, right? This like neo-Nazi company comes and steals the painting first. So then the Black Lagoon and these neo-Nazis go in a shootout for this painting. What's cool is that the Nazi had to call their boss. Their boss is the same guy who hired the Black Lagoon company.
Oh.
So he hired two companies to steal the painting because he just didn't want the government to have it. So basically he tells that guy who stole it probably was also a neo-Nazi, because he said, Dutch, if you weren't a black man, we could have probably been friends. But anyway,
it's a terrible thing to laugh about.
I mean, sure, but you know, it was very cool about like the whole like, oh, hired by one person. But otherwise, that's just kind of boring. And then you do the really quick, like, errands episode where they kind of go around telling people, hey, you owe me money.
The only thing I remember from this is that I do know they went to a whorehouse, and Rock was like, do we have to be here? It's like, well, they owe us money, Rock.
Basically, yeah. The only point of this arc, really, is just to be like, Revy is trying to tell Rock, you don't belong here. You shouldn't be here. Go back home and be a normal person. And Rock was like, dude, I'm here. Get over it. Not queer. You gotta ship that Revy Rock couple. And they almost have, like, a shootout, and then the sheriff is kind of like, whoa, Revy, usually I don't give a fuck whether you're doing shit, but this is my parole time, so I gotta give a shit. And then they do the whole cigarette kiss.
Oh.
Very sexy.
I am gonna sit back and let you explain Bloodsport fairy tale.
So I call this the Hansel and Gretel arc, because just to like simplify it and not make it sound as crazy as it really is, two little orphans get kidnapped, or you know, taken. Oh. Nobody's watching them.
I'm gonna start from that.
Two little children, because it's important.
All right.
Get taken. They go through a lot of trauma, and their way to cope with it is to be Stockholm Syndrome. Hey, we can do what the killers are doing too, and torture people, because that's totally okay.
Two things. One thing I always love is Balalaika being like, you have no idea how many fucking videos I had to watch. And like, her expression is like, I don't give a shit. That scene would only work if Balalaika literally just could not give a shit. It's like a lot of child torture porn. Basically.
Yeah, just totally like done with this shit. Like, I'm just bored.
Yeah, like, I've seen this before, I'm used to it, but holy shit, so many hours of you sickos.
Why do I have to go through hours of this fucking shit just to find out who these fucking twins are?
And another fun fact is that they did that same storyline in Oshinoko, where like this woman was like diddling this boy, and like the eye was like, hey, why are you diddling that boy? And she's like, because that's what you do in the industry, because otherwise it wouldn't be fair if it happened to me and no one else.
There's gotta be be a medical term for this.
Yeah, it's not, it can't be Stockholm Syndrome.
No, Stockholm is totally different. But,
Oh, spoiler. That's okay, I didn't say the captain's name. You don't know who.
So basically, Hansel and Gretel, I think they kill, like, the captain. And then some, like, gang takes them and kind of, I don't know if they hire is the right word. But they're basically, they're using them to, like, cause trouble and kill a bunch of people. And then the guy who took them was like, "You pissed off my boss and now I'm mad at you." And Hansel and Gretel basically kills him. But then because they pissed off Balalaika, they're like, "I guess it's time to go, brother. Okay, sister." And they switch personas so you don't really know who's Hansel and who's Gretel. Not that that's important.
Which is, it's a character metaphor saying that they don't even have an identity.
I guess so. Why would you even pick the names Hansel and Gretel?
Because they eat their captain. No, they don't. I just remember the end of Hansel and Gretel. No, I do think it ends up well for them. They get kidnapped by a witch and then in the end they shove the witch in the oven and have the revenge.
Yeah, and then...
It's a fairy tale, right? It's something that didn't happen.
No, I mean, doesn't that feel like the witch is somebody? Or she just dies?
No, she just dies.
Oh, okay.
It's not a plot twist like, that's a real mother. Oh, Hansel, we ate our mom. It's cannibalism.
So basically, everyone's hunting down Hansel and Gretel because there's a huge bounty on them, but nobody succeeds and the only person who's able to kill them is Balalaika. Because Balalaika kills Hansel at, like, Times Square.
Times fucking Square!
That's like a fountain in the middle of Roanoke. And so she kills him.
The famous Times Square water fountain.
And then Gretel hires the Black Lagoon to help her to escape. But Dutch took her to a man that was actually ends up being hired by Balalaika to shoot Gretel. And then, yeah. And then they're dead. But only Balalaika can kill them.
I like that scene where Dutch is just like, "You know, you'll never work in this industry again, right?" Like, "I don't give a shit. I'm gonna retire. My son has cancer."
Yeah.
And then Remy's like, "Well, let's push the body into the ocean." And Mark's like, "No, leave it. They can see the sky from here." Like, you and I have been on this like 5-minute bit of the other three being like, "There's a dead body in the pier, Mark. We can't just leave it. Holy shit.
Wait, we'll have it float upwards in the water." And then the next one, I guess it's called Goat Jihad Rock and Roll.
Because it's the goat arc was voted number one.
No, it's not.
It wasn't?
It's an okay arc. This one is basically Chang from the Triad hires the Black Lagoon to like secure like this information. And then I think they had to go to some other country and Rock gets kidnapped by the army. Not like that country's army, but by like a little private army.
Militia.
And this militia has been like working for years to try to do whatever they're trying to do. I forget if it's like to overthrow the actual government or whatever. And so Revy has to team up with, oh my god, what is...
We love her. She's our favorite part of this goddamn, you know, arc.
Shenhua and the guy who gets way too high that he ended up going into the sky.
But he can always drive. Motherfucker can be as high as kite and can still drive. That's why I love him. But I also kill him because he's Australian fuck.
Holy shit, Annie.
What?
Honestly, it's pretty good impersonation of English as a second. See, if this had a Western adaptation, you may think it's racist, but I swear, they would just have every derogatory word you can think of.
I think she's like the sexiest character in Black Lagoon.
She is the sexiest character, and I learned the word Twinkie from her, so.
I think it's funny how the Triad Chang is very hot to me. And I also like the little girl who is the Triad and gangster. I don't know if I just have a bias for Chinese people.
There's a little Chinese girl and gangster?
Yeah, there's a Chinese girl. I don't know what her deal was. Like,
I don't remember. Gangster's a show I gotta rewatch.
Oh, Black Lagoon would not have a little girl as the fucking Triad leader. Get that lowly bullshit out of here.
The scene where Shenhua and Revy are in the car shooting out people was the first scene I've ever seen of Black Lagoon and made me want to watch the whole thing.
Really?
Yes. It was on Toonami.
Can she shoot people or was she destroying her knives?
No, she's a knives person.
Okay.
So she has the two long like scimitars connected by a rope and then she has like kunai throwing knives.
I think it's very sexy when a blade user goes up against a gun user. Cause normally, you know, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
But if it's done well, you know, you bring that fucking knife.
That was a good arc. I like the ending where it's like they had to save Rock because he had the secret document, but in the end it was actually Revy and she just told the other two that just so that they would save Rock.
Funny as hell.
After that, now we're into the Japan arc. The two Yakuza families going at each other. The first Yakuza family lost their leader and they have to look to a high school girl to be their leader. The other one hires Balalaika to basically destroy her family.
I think it's dumb. We're like, well, you know, tradition, right? Get up to bat, high school girl. I'm sorry your dad died.
You know, honestly, yeah. I think a lot of them didn't want to, but I guess they're like other Yakuza heads.
Yeah.
So they're like, if we don't have the girl be the leader, those other Yakuza heads won't acknowledge us.
Oh.
But I mean, like I said, Japan, explosions, gunfights, whatever happens just to kill out the family. But in the end, it ends up just being her and her bodyguard. And there's a little bit of infighting with her own gang too. That's why you had to really keep track of who was on whose side, because otherwise the infighting felt weird. But the reason why this scene is so hard to watch is because after all that drama, that new high school leader and her bodyguard slash lover, she liked him. I don't know if he liked her in that way, but I think he did think of her as like someone special because you are my boss's daughter, or my old boss, because I actually retired but then had to go back in because you got in.
Are they like around the same age?
I doubt it.
Oh, I'm not gonna question it. Black Lagoon, I don't give a shit.
They die in the end, so
you Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, so like,
because there was one scene, I think I'm misremembering it, but I don't know if you want to explain yours first, because it's how I remember her dying, but yes. Doesn't sound right.
Okay, so after it's just them two, they decide to like rob a bank, and they're like, we're gonna take this money and run somewhere. I believe, if I remember correctly, Balika's job is to destroy the whole family.
Oh
no, you know what happened? They kidnapped Rock.
Oh, why?
Because they needed to get out of Japan. So Revy, I think she gets like a semi truck and slams it into their car, and so they're on like this harbor, and she's fighting the bodyguard, sword and gunfight.
Yeah, but in that case, sword does not win.
Well, because Rock is talking to the girl and is like, I thought you wanted to open up a little shop with the bodyguard and live happily ever after. And I guess he like lynched at that, like a slight lynch, and it caused Revy to shoot him in the throat. So he's dead. And she's basically, well, since he's dead, I don't have a future. So she grabs his sword and basically sticks it through her neck to the hilt and dies. And Revy's telling Rock not to watch, but of course, motherfucker's watching. Because this is basically his, like, the event that causes his character growth.
Oh.
I mean, I do feel like the Nazi scene where Revy's trying to tell them, like, items are just items. Human remains are not human remains anymore. There's no, like, remembrance to them anymore because everyone that knew them is dead or a Nazi. But I think this is the one where he's kind of like, bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. It doesn't matter what you do. Karma doesn't exist. So I just gotta do whatever I can to survive or whatever makes me feel alive.
And with that, I think we'll see you guys for part two, because that's where Minty's gonna go over the manga only arcs.
No.
You're not?
There's two anime arcs. Okay, there's an anime arc, an OVA, and I only know one manga arc.
And I would like to ask you 10 million questions about that one manga arc then.
Okay.
Until then, goodbye.